they're back. Enough out of you. We got trades from the research team. Who's our first victim? I believe it is Data.
That's Dr. Data.
Dr. Data to you. Dr. Data making an entrance.
Look at this, a nice entrance.
Beautiful baby.
Thank you.
Yeah,
very proud.
But just so you know, I did not support the idea that you would be the one chosen to deliver the baby.
Looks just like the mother, Data. Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Like the father, too.
All right, what do you got for us? We're running behind.
Okay, looking at EEM, this has been moving around quite a bit. 57 days till expiration, looking at the June. This would be just a strangle, just taking a very neutral approach, very tight wings on this.
I haven't traded EEM in 100 years.
Yep, maybe it's time.
$40.
Yep. You can do
it. Yes, enough. Maybe get your act together.
About $85 you can do this for.
What is
this? Rank?
What are the strikes?
39.42.
Be one of the most boring trades I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, 75-inch monitor. You can't see the screens.
I can see them. What's the price? 85 cents.
Yeah, roughly.
Looking at there.
All right.
It looks like it's going to open down a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Daddy. Okay. You, off with your head.
Thank you.
You and your baby, get out of here. We got Dad next, I believe. Everybody's crazy about a sharp dressed man.
Play around music.
Look at you, Gad.
Good morning.
Flying the colors. Nice. Looking good.
Like it.
We match everything.
We're all matched.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it a coincidence?
We're all out of clothes.
Yeah. How are we doing?
We're good. What do you got here today?
So I got a Meta.
A Meta?
Yeah, Meta.
Oh, post-earnings. Stealing a little page from the option.
Post-earnings Meta trade.
Yeah.
Right, let's see where you're. Where is Meta right now? 418?
4 a.m.
Okay, what do you got?
So I got a short iron candle.
Okay.
And of course, 21st.
You better be careful on prices on this. Let me put it away from the market, then adjust after the opening.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
what are the prices? What are the strikes?
So the price is 350, 360 for the put side, and 550, 525 for the call side.
350, 360.
$10 wide iron condor size. Have you ever seen one?
Seen it. 350, 360.
Stock 420.
Yeah.
350, 360. So you're $60 away on that side. What's the other side?
1525. 515, 525.
Yeah.
515, 525. 515, 525. That
it's like 415 is where it closed or something.
Yeah. You just put this in a. First of all, $10, it's going to be a lot lower than that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But. It's going to be a lot lower, but I'm going to put it in at 450 and I'll adjust it once we open. It'll probably be the way this thing looks to me based on where it's skewed. It's probably going to be about 320.
Maybe less.
Maybe 310.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm putting it in at 450 just so it's in and I'll adjust it.
Thank you.
Got it. Beautiful. Good job out of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gad. You're looking handsome.
The 12 handle. You can almost guarantee a rate increase now.
Mm-hmm. 1:12:30. We're gonna go to our next victim. I believe it's Kai, my man Kai, back to his whirlwind tour.
What you got, Kai?
All right, I got more.
Stop the music. I like the music.
Well, we're just running out of time. What you got?
All right, I have
thank you for the support back there, production team.
All right, so. I have a more exciting underline than Dr. Data's, so TLT this time.
Wow, everybody poo-pooing Dr. Data today. Wow, my
TLT,
man,
what do you got
man.
In June? What are you doing?
So a poor man's cover call or bullish diagonal.
Okay.
The price is low. IVR is okay because the implied volatility of TLT is so low. So.
But you're buying August. I'm going to buy August, sell June because I'm rolling.
Oh.
I like the idea, though.
Yeah. June is fine. I was debating between me.
What strike you buying?
I'm buying 88, so right at the money, or slightly in the money.
On here, it has you buying the 90. You have it backwards on the slides.
Oh, sorry. I put it the wrong color. So I'm buying the 88, sell the. Yeah,
you're buying 90. The August 88s.
Yeah. Sorry, I put the wrong color.
Okay. And you want to sell the June 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is going to be. We're going to have to. Did you adjust for the price this morning?
Yeah, I just this 7:30. I didn't see what changed after that.
A lot.
Sold off a little bit more. Bonds have lost about a half a point.
Yeah, we're gonna have to switch. Huh. We're gonna switch this. We're gonna buy the 87s.
Oh.
In June. I'm sorry.
No, in August.
My bad. We're gonna buy the 87s in August.
You just move it down by a strike.
Yeah, just move it down by a strike. Buy the 87s in August. I'm gonna sell the June. 89s.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like it's going to be probably around a dollar, around the dollar 90-ish, but I don't know. I'm going to put it in below and then I'll raise it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Beautiful.
Very
beautiful.
Good, sir. Good job. Good job out of you. We're going to come up with next. I think we got Baby Shark himself.
All right, what do we got here? A little Lulu.
Yeah, a little Lulu action system.
Little Lulu. Lulu's
yeah,
been...
Yeah, 37 IBR, so it's kind of high. I think they have earnings on June 6th, but that's going to be way before, way after management time. So 310, 320 sure. on the puts and 400, 410 on the calls in June.
Let's see, 320...
Lulu down about $4 or $4.50 this morning.
320, 310, 400, 410. It's down how much?
About $4.50, $5.
Oof. Lulu, Lulu. Okay.
$4.50.
I kind of like this spread. Maybe I'll do the 410, 420. Let's see. But
you
it's...
kinda can yeah, live, Baby Shark.
It's
maybe
a little tight because on the 400, 410 side. So.
Yeah, I got it. All right, I don't have a position on Lulu right now, so I don't mind putting something on. I think an Iron Condor and Lulu is the best way to play its hill.
Yeah.
Good job. That means good job out of you. Go
yep.
Stay in school.
Now we got to go.
Thank you. We're going to go to my friend and yours, fan favorite, part two. The next one's really the fan favorite. And two! What's up, Antone?
That music is going. The Shalom version today.
You play that at nighttime, Antone?
What'd you say?
Do you play that song on the nighttime? In the nighttime?
Oh yeah. 4 a.m. That's how I get myself up out of bed. All right.
Tesla.
You ready?
Sure.
We got a bullish Tesla position now. This isn't your typical bullish Tesla position. This is an Iron Condor, but very close to the money put spread. So you're going to have the 155, 140 put spread, and then the 200, 215 put call spread. I'll give you another dollar in credit, that call spread.
Well you're doing it on away. You're doing it on a good morning because the stock, which was actually up pre-market, is now down about...
$2.50, $3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually been a little bit strong. I don't mind this trade on the opening today, so we'll see.
Do it.
Wow.
Do it. If we get filled, we'll see.
Awesome. We don't mind if you live, Anton. Good job.
What are the put strikes? 155.
155, 140.
Got it.
200, 215.
Got it.
Beautiful.
All right, Anton, I got to let you go because we got to get to the favorite child here at Tasty Live. Julia, rank number one.
I got the squirrel today. Hell yeah. How's it going, guys?
Hello, Julia.
Doing good.
Julia Gulia.
What you got?
The fan favorite and then the family favorite. How's it going, guys?
Good. We're doing good.
Nice.
Cues, I like it.
I like it too. And I put little asterisks next to everything because, you know, I tried to adjust it for the move this morning. It keeps moving. So I'm certainly not putting this in pre-market. I'm waiting for the market to open to see how this thing moves. It's down like $7.50 now. So I tried to adjust it, but I'm taking these strikes with a grain of salt. I'm aiming for something that's neutral around the 17 delta, a 17 delta-ish mark. And I'm going $5 wide. Y'all might want to go $10 wide. It's about twice the position size, but the credit's real juicy right now. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. This is really roughly adjusted, but honestly, like it's moved even since I put this on. So
right.
Just wanted to put that out there.
So I would quickly just give you a little bit of pushback about putting it in before the market. I would put it in before the market, but of course I would raise the price. You know, an at-the-money spread itself is going to trade half the width of the strikes. That'd be $2.50. If you put this in anywhere between 2.25 and 2.50 and you got filled, well, you'd be really ecstatic about it because there's no way that with the stock, you know, 20, 30 handles higher than your short strike, you can get filled at 2.25, 2.30.
Yeah.
So I put it in a little bit higher like that.
I like your pushback. I like to see the underlying move a little bit before I put the position in. I just don't have the, I don't know, chutzpah.
Understood. The intestinal fortitude. I got it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, fortitude.
Yes, that Batista fortitude. All right, Julia, great. Thank you.
Well said, Tom. We're going to take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got the opening bell next.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered intraday trader.